What's up, fellas? So today we're here to talk about why women come back after you lie, cheat, and disrespect them. All right, guys, so this is going to go to my point of what I've been saying. You guys must get through your fucking head that women love turmoil. Women are not sane, guys. Can I get that through y'all heads? Women are emotional. Women do not want to be with your boring ass sitting on the couch watching Seinfeld reruns eating popcorn. All right? Get that through your fucking heads. That's why y'all guys get that speech, I need space. Women get tired of your boring ass. All right? Women love turmoil in their life. Now, here's the thing. Before you guys think I'm finna just start going out here lying and cheating and disrespecting my woman or my women because AMS said that I must create turmoil. Well, please believe you must create the attachment first. So guys, you seeing that are able to do this and women come back to them, that's because they have an attachment to that guy. Now, how did that guy get that attachment? He makes her feel a certain type of way when she's with him. More than likely, very feminine. All right, guys? So he's probably acting very masculine. All right? So that's the thing with that, guys. You guys have got to learn to build an attachment. After that, lying and cheating will actually create more of an attachment. All right? Because you're creating turmoil. Ask yourself this. Which one you think will create more of an attachment? Being honest and bringing flowers to a woman and telling you love her? Or hanging out with your homeboys for 2 or 3 days where you disappear, don't answer a phone call, and then when you do answer it, you go over there and you fuck the shit out of her and you know how to make her feel a certain type of way. Which one you think creates more of an attachment? Well, the guy who disappears for 2 or 3 days, now before you guys go out there and disappear for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 days, the guys that you that are in relationships and thinking that, oh, well, it's going to create the attachment. No. It's the way you make a woman feel when you're with her that the days you disappear actually matter. It don't mean shit if she don't actually get a feeling from you. All right? So I don't want you guys going out here lying and cheating and disrespecting your woman and then gonna disappear before. You ain't gonna have no fucking woman. All right? You need to work on the attachment first. But after you have built the attachment, you can fuck her goddamn mama, and she'll bitch and she'll complain, and she might not answer your phone call for a couple days. But after, well, y'all guys know not to pursue a woman. I always let her come back to you anyway. But she might not reach out and call you for a couple days, but she'll come around. All right, guys, and that's how you do it. That's why guys who lie and cheat the women, that's why they always go back to them. It only works if you built the fucking attachment. All right, guys. Now, the thing is, guys. Is you get a woman attached to chasing your validation. That is the thing, all right? Women need that from you. If you have built it, she's addicted to chasing your validation because you don't give it to her, all right, guys? If you don't give a woman your validation when you're with her and you're in her masculine frame and shit, she's addicted to getting your validation. That is the thing, guys. That's why I tell you guys, do not give women your compliments. Of course, if you guys disappear for 2 or 3 days, y'all guys know you have to, you know, feed women scraps and shit like this. This is going to be a case in point of a guy who definitely has to feed women scraps. Because a guy that lied, cheated, and steal and shit like this, a woman like that is going to bring a lot of emotional baggage to the relationship. And so he's going to have to calm that down with feeding women scraps. All right, for all you nice guys out there that want to compliment women and classify it as feeding scraps is bullshit. It only matters in a situation like this to where a guy who's creating turmoil in women's life. All right, guys, y'all guys got to get that through your fucking head. All right, I done dripped that. I'm hoping I'm dripped that enough, guys. This is what women need in a relationship. Women need uncertainty. All right, and the next thing is, and this is a big point I want to hammer on too, guys. Because I had another guy come on and say, well, his family members compliment women all the time and it works. So one thing before I say anything else, guys, I want to let you guys know, if something is working for you, then keep doing it. But I want you guys to know something. My channel is not about you can't compliment women. My channel is about improving your closing rate. I want you guys to understand that. Yes, you can compliment women and fuck women. Yes, you can validate women and fuck women. Yes, you can go on a date and be a dancing monkey. I did all that fucking shit, and I fucked plenty of women. All right, yes, you can be overweight and fuck women. Yes, you can be broke and fuck women. But we all know if you're fit and you're successful, you're going to get more options. All right? So my channel, guys, is about fucking more bitches. It's not about, oh, if you compliment a woman, you ain't going to fuck no bitches. No, no, no. You can go out there and you can compliment women. You can do all that fucking bullshit. But what I'm saying is my guys are going to fuck more girls than you. That's what I'm saying. So I want y'all guys to get that straight. For any guy that's on here to think like, well, I know a fat guy that fuck. What I'm saying is if that fat guy was in shape, he would fuck even more women. All right, for any of you guys that are on here saying, I know a broke guy that don't got shit and he got plenty of girls, what I'm saying is if that guy had his shit together, he would fuck even more women. All right, guys, so that's what my channel is about. My channel is not about my way or the highway, and if you don't do it this way, you ain't gonna fuck no girls. That's not what I'm saying, guys. I done fucked plenty of women in the past, joking around, and you know, what I found out holding a masculine frame and not validating women and giving women uncertainty is far better than giving women certainty and complimenting them. Yeah, you're gonna fuck some women, but you just not gonna have the same closing rate as when I complimented women and I did all that shit, guys. My closing rate was about 30-40%. All right, so if I went on 10 dates, I would fuck 3 or 4 of them. I wanted that to improve. I tell you guys over and over again, I started really studying game to improve my closing rate because I felt like it should be higher than what it was. It wasn't that I wasn't getting no ass. I just wanted to fuck more bitches. That's what my shit about. So when I got into it, I started noticing shit that I would do. And I said, man, my closing rate goes up, went up. Now it's about, if I go on 10 days, I'll fuck at least 7 of those girls, which means that my closing rate almost doubled. All right, so that's the thing, guys. I was fucking bitches complimenting women and all that shit. What I'm telling you is that and also another thing I noticed also too is that women pursue me now. All right, that's another thing. Back in the day, they would always pull back and stuff like that or get cold from time to time. Maybe they don't disappear altogether, but they would pull back and sometimes they wouldn't set dates and this, that, and other. Now these girls are kidding me up like, hey, am I going to see you this weekend? Which is what you want. You want women chasing you. It used to be, hey, are you free this weekend? And say, well, my mama going to bring the dog by and... can I get back with you? And yeah, I can still fuck that girl, but you don't want no response like that. You want a woman chasing your validation. You want a woman, first of all, most of the girls I fool with, guys, that are in my rotation, they ask me, are they going to see me this weekend? Or when the next time I'm going to see you? All right, that's what you want. So I'm to the point now where if it's a woman that's in my rotation, she pretty much asking when she's going to see me. Now, that don't happen with girls I'm just now starting with, just now dating. But once a girl's in my rotation, like after a month or something like that, she's asking me, which is what you want, which puts you in the driver's seat. All right, guys? So that's how it's done. This is also how you get a woman's soul, guys. We're about getting souls over here. I'm beyond getting laid. Laid is so early 2000s. Ah, laid. We want souls, guys. We want souls. Souls is when you don't never have to initiate contact with a woman, but she'll initiate contact with you 100% of the time. How many of you guys think you're going to get that complimenting women? Think about it. All right, you're not going to get no shit like that. What you're going to get is you're going to get a woman you got to fucking pursue all the time. And you're going to be on here crying, how do I get her to initiate contact? Because that's how women are. When you get them certainty, that's how they act. All right? They make you uncertain. All right? Instead, you want her chasing you, guys. So that's how all the girls that are in my rotation, guys, they initiate contact 100% of the time. The girls that are in my rotation initiate contact 100% of the time. That's what you want. You're not going to get that validating women. You're not going to get that being a fucking dancing monkey on the date. You only get that when a woman is obsessed with you, which comes from her chasing your validation because you don't give it. All right, guys? But getting back to the first point, guys, he wanted to know why women come back to guys after they lie, cheat, disrespect them. Guys, women are not sane. Women need turmoil. Women are emotional. They get bored as fuck, quick as fuck. All right? So any of you guys, if you're looking at your relationship and it's too good to be true, it's too perfect, no turmoil, some shit's finna happen right now. All right, something's going to happen. She's going to start cheating on you. She's going to start pulling back. She's going to start getting bored. She's going to try to create some turmoil. It's best that you create it. Now, I'm not saying you got to go lie and cheat on her to create turmoil. I prefer you to be on your purpose to create the turmoil. But regardless, that's better than giving a woman certainty. All right, that's the thing with that, guys. That's why women go back to guys who lie, cheat, disrespect them. It's fun. It's something to do. Women don't like that ordinary, boring-ass picket fence shit they try to put on TV that you guys think women want. They don't like that. All right? They'll take it from a beta male provider, but then they're going to be fucking around on them every chance they get, guys. That's the way that works. All right, guys. Hope I cleared that shit up, guys. But all that only matters if you built the attachment. Don't nobody give a fuck you go disappear for a week if you ain't built no attachment. If a woman don't care about how you feel, listen, you go out and you try to lie, cheat, and disrespect about chasing your validation, guys. All right. Like the video. Comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holla back.